episode. Woo! Inaugural, the first ever. Laying it down today.
Bloody date night.
Bloody date night. Oh my God, it's actually happening. It's actually coming together. It's coming together now, right now. Everyone, the world is now saved. So I hope we all appreciate that. My name is Josh Krebs.
And I'm Liz Richards.
Richards, I'm pronouncing that correct, right?
Yeah, thanks.
So the layout of this show for Bloody Date Night, Liz and I have been dating for 2.5 weeks.
4 years.
We've been 4 years together. And Liz really does not like horror movies. I love them. And today each episode we're gonna go ahead and go through a different horror movie, watch it separately, and then finally come together and compare notes, talk about life, talk about this movie, and whether or not Liz will still be with me after making her watch said movie. Liz, how are you today?
Good.
You good?
Yeah.
I like the little dress you have on today. It's very, very greenish, picnic kind of looking. It's very plaid.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's real hot out, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes.
So Josh and I have been together for 4 years, and I hate horror movies.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how this whole thing came together, really. I remember specifically one night we were hanging out, and we got really, really drunk. And
As we do.
And I started watching a Friday the 13th movie. I think it was Friday the 13th Part 5.
It was like 5 or 6. It was very far down the line.
It was. It was. And I asked if you wanted to watch it. And...
No.
You sat with me for maybe about 5 minutes through the credits, and you kept asking questions.
Yeah.
And I could not watch it. I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
So that's and so from there we were like, oh, what if we devote a whole podcast to this?
Well, really, the solution is I think Josh didn't want to watch a podcast or watch a horror movie with me asking all the questions, and instead have me watch it on my own, save all the questions, and bombard him all at once afterwards.
That's right. Yeah. Living the dream of watching horror movies by myself. And just,
you've done that before.
I've done it all the time. That's all I do. My life is just a sham. So lucky for us, we decided on the first episode ever that we should go ahead and delve and do like an awesome movie that I personally love. Which is the original Nightmare on Elm Street, which was, I believe, 1984 that happened. So, Liz, you have a previous experience with this movie?
Yes. When Josh picked this movie to start the podcast, he did not know. This is the first horror movie that I ever saw a part of when I was, God, maybe 7 years old. I was little. And I only saw a little clip of it.
Hold
on.
Okay. All right.
I only saw like maybe a clip of it from behind the couch. My cousins were all watching it Thanksgiving, and I freaked out and I had nightmares about Freddy for like weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great way to get reintroduced to the horror genre.
Yeah, but why are you guys watching it on Thanksgiving though? That you know that that's more of a Christmas movie.
I don't know.
No, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to get into it. So you haven't watched this movie since then?
No.
No? This is your first experience with it since then? I mean, to be perfectly honest, this is one of my favorite movies. I've seen this movie maybe over 10 times. I know that sounds very lame, but I've seen it over 10 times, and I love this whole franchise that they have for these movies. Like, most likely, if they are on TV or if they're on somewhere, I will sit down and watch them, regardless of how shitty they are.
That worries me.
Well, you shouldn't be worried. Just know that when push comes to shove, if we ever get, like, if we're ever in the crosshairs of some nightmare-inducing serial killer, you got me on your side, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good.
So there you go. How many movies of this series do you think there are?
God. Well, they've been making them for a while, because didn't they do, they did Freddy vs. Jason? That was recent, right?
They did. That was probably maybe
there's
about.
There's probably, like, what, 20 of them?
Yes, exactly. There's 20.
I don't know.
Freddy's dead. Freddy takes a night course. Yeah, Freddy goes to camp. Freddy gets his GED. All that stuff.
Freddy's big fat wedding.
Okay, so let's go through this. Let's go through the whole thing. You want to talk about it?
So, yeah. Let's see. Where do we start? Well,
let's start from the beginning.
Okay. Well, like in the first couple seconds, I didn't realize he made those knife hands.
Yeah.
I thought they were just like his hands.
You just thought that they were his hands?
Yeah.
Like he was born with a knife hand?
Yeah. I thought they were his nails.
So you just thought that he was just born with these elongated...
Because I knew, like, vaguely that Freddy was a nightmare guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that he, like, was a nightmare invention. I didn't realize that he's a person. He's a person who lives in a basement of a school?
It's a boiler room, yeah. The boiler room of the school.
And he made his own knife hands.
Right.
And yeah, there's also sheep everywhere? I was very confused. I don't understand where the sheep came from. Why are there sheep, Josh?
There's a reason for that. Hold on one second.
Oh, there really is? I was just like, why are there sheep running around the opening credits?
Let's see, hold on. It's, because I actually was looking it up the other day, and I guarantee you it is...
I'm sure it's symbolic or something.
It's supposed to signify... Oh, wait, hold on. So Wes Craven, the guy who made Nightmare on Elm Street, explains that the lamb has no narrative or symbolic significance.
So no, it has no point.
It's simply a homage to Louis Buñuel.
So
it's a reference to a movie from 1965.
That's so pretentious. What is a sheep doing in this movie?
He's getting his SAG card is what he's doing.
Yeah, okay.
He's getting his +5 and then he's going to go home to his sheep life.
He had no lines. He had no lines. He was a day player at best.
Yeah, but you know what? He got that sweet... He's going to get that sweet royalty money now.
That sweet royalty. That's true.
Yeah.
He'll get residuals for like years.
Harold Lamb.
As lamb that runs through the boiler room.
That lamb was so drunk, they gave it... I mean, they just fed it just old fashions. And they're just like, let's just let it go in the school.
Also, though, speaking of lambs running loose in the school...
Mm-hmm.
Is this where the trope comes from that everyone in horror movies is bad at running? Because everyone in this movie is bad at running.
I don't know if it started here.
They're all very slow, awkward runners.
They're really not. They do that thing where it's kind of like they just half-ass running and they look behind themselves like every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So they don't know specifically where they're going forward.
They're just like jogging in place at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the cardio on this movie is great.
Man.
Yeah. I want to go back to these knives. So you were under the impression that he did not make a glove, but it was just like...
Knife hands.
Just knife hands.
Yeah.
Good old knife hands Freddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought that he was like, you know, like a figment of their imagination. So I thought, you know, if I imagine someone scary, I would imagine with knife hands. When I was a kid, actually, when I had the Freddy nightmares, I imagined Freddy with needle hands.
Oh,
because I have a horrible needle phobia.
People who know the series are going to really hate me for saying this, but you're going to love it in the third movie.
Does he get needle hands?
He gets something.
No, that's the worst.
I don't
want
to spoil it.
That's the worst. You've already spoiled it. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, no, I dreamed that I had this like recurring nightmare as a kid that I was in the doctor's office and that my doctor was actually Freddy with needle hands.
That's frightening.
I know, right?
It is really scary. I fell asleep to this movie as a child.
Oh my God. How? Everyone's screaming all the time.
You've met me. You know who I am. And you're not surprised that this is something that
Jesus.
I know. So the opening is Tina. Tina's running through the boiler room being chased by Freddy.
Poorly. She's poorly.
Poorly.
Running.
And she's like in kind of like a nightie.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That's what they do in horror movies. All the girls run around in nighties, right? That's another thing I've gathered.
I mean, yeah, but I guess not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, I mean, 90s are so... They remind me of, like, something my grandmother would wear.
Yeah. People wear 90s.
But you said that was so... Like, yeah, people wear 90s. Why you gotta do that? Let's see here.
So this is my question. So the whole premise of this movie is if you die in the dream, you die in real life,
yeah,
right?
That is correct.
Right? I don't think they say that in the movie, but that's like the thing of the movie.
Well, it's not said, but it is clearly...
Like the tagline.
Clearly. Well, yeah, but also like, not to jump ahead too far, but like when Tina gets killed.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Right. But then in the opening, she dies, right? Freddy gets her. No. And then she wakes up.
No, she doesn't die, though. She wakes up before he gets her.
Oh.
So that's the whole thing, is that if you wake up, you're no longer in the dream world, therefore he can't kill you.
I see.
So does that clear everything up?
Sort of.
Okay.
There are a lot of levels to this movie.
All right, well, there's at least an hour 45 we have to get through.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, this is also Johnny Depp's first movie.
I know. I didn't know he was in this movie.
You didn't know that?
No, he showed up and I went, oh my gosh, it's Johnny Depp.
It's Johnny Depp.
He looks so cute. He's so preppy in his little sweater.
Yeah, he wasn't covered in scarves.
Yeah.
So that's
very young, very early in his career.
Did you think he was like, oh, he's like very, very sweet and cute?
No, I think the boyfriends in this movie are the worst boyfriends.
What are you talking about?
Both of them are terrible.
No. Rod is, first of all, he's the sweetest bear ever. He treats his girlfriend, you know, amazing.
He actually says Jungle Man fix Jane to her at one point.
Yes, he does. He does.
He's going to fix her by having sex with her.
Yeah,
he slams
her into a sex coma. Like, he has sex with her so hard that she goes into a sex coma. And the only way she can be woken up is when someone's slicing her up.
Rod's a terrible boyfriend. Rod is the worst.
Actually, yeah, doesn't Rod basically, he shows up, he scares the shit out of everyone.
Rod also does what I don't ever understand in these horror movies. He sneaks up on everybody all the time, which is super rude if everyone's scared. Like, you should, I don't understand, people all throughout this movie, they just like, sneak up on each other. Like, just knock on the door and say hello in a clear voice. Like,
that's not how Rod does things.
That's not how anybody in this movie does anything. That's why everyone gets
great
so scared.
At surprise parties. By the way, he's fantastic, but now he works at an insurance place and he's horrible.
Yeah. But like Rod is so freaking out after what's her face dies, and he's like, everyone's suspicious of me. It's like, yeah, because you keep sneaking up on people all the time. Like, that's very suspicious.
So that's his MO?
I don't know. Like, if you want people to trust you, you should probably just approach them at a normal pace. You know, introduce yourself in full light.
He
does it at
job interviews. He just shows up. Hey, Rod. Am I not doing that?
You're not going to get that job.
What? What are you talking about? So, listen, I really need this. I got a lot of Sally Mae loans I got to pay.
Rod also looks like Johnny Depp circa Crybaby.
Crybaby?
Yeah. Which I thought that was a little interesting.
Are you saying, oh, so...
He's like kind of that greaser look, kind of, you know, like what Johnny Depp does. And
Rod is garbage.
Rod is garbage.
Rod, I think, if he represents anything in this movie, it is just straight up, he is just garbage.
Yes. Though, what's...
Misunderstood garbage.
Glenn. That's Johnny Depp's name, right?
Glenn.
Glenn is also a schmuck.
Stupid Glenn.
Glenn is a schmuck.
Well, this is what I think in this movie, and watching it so often, I realize now that in this first movie, the guys in this movie are... really not good people.
No, that's
They're
what I'm
really
saying.
Horrible.
Rod is like a douchebag. Rod is like smacking his girlfriend around and being rude to her and like being a male chauvinist pig.
Right.
And then Glenn is like, oh, I'm so nice. And then she's like, can you just like make sure I don't fall asleep? Cool. Yeah, babe. And then she falls asleep like instantly. Like, and Glenn doesn't do shit.
No, he's probably...
Glenn is also a terrible boyfriend.
Yeah. He was probably just thinking too much about... just what scarves he wants and what kind of like Pharrell hats he wants to buy and wear later on. So, no, you're right. She says to him, don't.
She's like, this is all you have to do is make sure I don't fall asleep. And then what happens?
She falls asleep.
And he falls asleep.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn it, Glenn.
Glenn. Stupid,
I actually wrote in my notes.
Glenn.
I said, Glenn, you had one job.
Yeah, one job, Glenn. One job.
One job.
And then he just screwed that up too.
Yeah. So poor Tina, man. Like the dudes in this movie are the worst.
Well, you know what's interesting now? Because I was actually thinking about this on the way here. You don't see a lot of, later on, like current horror movies now don't really have that same trope of like really shitty, shitty boyfriend. Like they have kind of like the frat
dude. He's always the frat douche.
He's a frat douche. And he's kind of like, oh, he's not bad. He's like, you know, he's just a little bit misunderstood. But Rod is a straight up piece of shit.
Yeah. I wish he had died first.
Well, he died.
Yeah, but not first.
That's really hard. That's dark, dude. I want this dude to die first.
Yes.
Okay. He kind of got, like, I mean, that's the other thing, though, is that, like, I also think it's great, like, after he gets, can we go back to Tina's death really quick?
Sure.
Okay, because we're focusing too much on Rod right now. Yeah. I feel like right now we're giving Rod, like, an employee evaluation. Like, Rod at Radio Shack, we feel like...
Quit sneaking up on everybody, Rod.
You're scaring the people who want to buy batteries. Thank you very much, Rod. Take your break now.
Yeah.
So, Tina's death is...
so scary.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really, really cool.
I had to watch this movie in the middle of the day by myself.
You watch it at work, correct, right?
Yes. With all the lights on.
Okay.
Because I was scared. And that's so bloody. Like, I thought maybe these older horror movies wouldn't be so bloody. No, there is blood everywhere. Blood is just pouring out of people.
It's awesome.
Like minutes on end.
Yeah.
It's just like a chocolate fountain.
That's exactly what it is. You know? I think that's what Wes Craven was asking people when they were making the movies. Like, I want it to look like a chocolate fountain.
Of blood.
Of blood.
It's awful.
So, this, I'm not going to lie, this whole sequence when it goes out into the alleyway, I guess they have, in that backyard.
Yeah.
And then Freddy shows up and he's got the little marionette hands and they're out like that.
When he's like Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
The Stretch Armstrong arms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was.
Did you not like that?
I thought it was silly.
You thought it was silly?
Because it looked like Stretch Armstrong and his arms were just like wiggling as he walked down the street.
I think it's just like, you don't feel like just like the surreal dreamlike state of it that wouldn't freak you out a little bit?
No.
No?
Okay. No, I just thought he was like weird and wiggly.
Maybe that's his thing. Maybe he just wants to seem weird and wiggly first.
Maybe.
What are you going to do? And then he finally gets her.
Yeah.
And what follows is, how would you describe like this death scene? She's twisting and turning, in the air.
There's just like knives everywhere in her body.
In her body.
And then she just bleeds everywhere on everything. And nobody stops it. And nobody knows what to do. And then there's just blood.
Well, she's with Rod. So do you think Rod's going to do anything?
Rod didn't give two shits.
Yeah, that's right.
Again,
well, Rod, well, he was
again
there.
Rod's the worst.
Rod was like, hey. He was like reaching out for her. He's like, Tina! 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 And then he's just like, I wonder if she'll still fuck me after this.
I think that's what he was. I think he was just like, but can we bang?
Can we bang? Tina! Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she was just like floating around, like spewing blood on everybody like a sad, bloody rain cloud.
There you go. Sad, bloody rain cloud. New band name, I call it. It's mine. You can't have it.
Damn it.
Yep. You can't.
Oh, fuck.
It's just going to be all kazoos. Bloody rain cloud. It's horrible. Okay, so...
Yeah, actually, all my notes for that are, oh, my face, oh, ew, oh, Tina, no.
Yeah. Actually, what's really great, really before this, before she dies, they're like, so, like, Rod just fucks her into the, like, darkness of Satan's
soul.
Yeah,
they're, like, trying to have a, like, sweet moment downstairs, all you hear is like, ah!
Yeah.
Ah.
And then,
yeah,
but the really best great part, like, I don't know why I just laughed at this. Rod is, like, he's got that douchebag thing where he puts his arms over his head, and he's, like, laying back, like, alpha male, and then he just looks at her, he's just like, okay, no more fighting. Like, after you just, like, just railed this, yeah, filled her out like an application.
His penis fixes everything.
Hey, that's what men in this movie are for.
Clearly.
Clearly. I just always thought that was really, no more fights. That's what he says to her. The face through the wall.
I hated that. It scared me so much.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Okay,
oh
so
God.
That was.
I mean, it was cool. I like that better than the blood everywhere.
Okay.
But it scared me.
Well, with that
big stretchy face.
Let me ask you something, because now it's more or less like they have a CGI that they do now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was all practical.
I was saying, it looked like just like a face through a sheet of rubber.
I think that's exactly what it was. And they were just
still
like,
cool, man.
They just got some PA to be like, stick your face through there, and they did it. And now they're a part of like movie history.
Yeah.
So, and also, I don't know if you noticed that the crucifix falls now off the wall.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's
symbolic,
some like weird religious symbolism in this movie. Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty neat. So Tina dies. I want to take that scene and re-edit it and just put that Genesis song dancing on the ceiling while she's getting,
while she's just like spinning around spewing blood everywhere.
in the room. I still think that'd be really cool. So Tina dies and Rod gets arrested because they think he killed Tina.
Right. He's like hanging out in the woods, sneaking up on people.
Yeah, he's just forging nuts.
Like, you know what? That's why people think you're suspicious, Rod. And you're like hanging
out. And he doesn't wear shoes and a shirt.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You look suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But he's got that sweet leather jacket on.
He does.
He really does.
He's got good hair, too.
Are we going to spend this whole episode talking about Rod and how awesome?
I think
awesome
we have, yeah.
Good God.
Should we go on to Glenn? Poor little Glenn.
Poor little Glenn. Oh, no, we meet Nancy's parents. We haven't even talked about Nancy, who's like the lead of this movie.
Yeah.
Nancy, she's like kind of a good girl. Yeah, yeah, she's like a very,
she's
like
kind of basic.
She's kind of a, yeah, she's a very basic teenager.
Yeah.
So we meet her and her parents.
She's kind of a nerd.
She really is, but she's smart.
She's smart.
She's a smart lady.
She's way better than Glenn.
God, I feel like you're picking on Glenn a little bit too much, Liz.
Yeah, well.
Can you just like just let Glenn live his life, okay?
He did. He had a very successful career after this, so.
He bought an island.
He did buy an island.
He bought an island and he does every Tim Burton movie there is.
Yeah, so Glenn, it worked out okay for Glenn.
Mm. His Nancy's parents, her dad, who is the police chief,
yeah.
Or he's like the, I don't know. I don't know. He's definitely
tell
an
if
important
he was like
cop.
A commissioner of some kind.
He's the commish?
I don't know, maybe.
No, his office would have been like better looking.
Yeah.
His office is just literally like files everywhere.
Yeah, maybe he's like a captain.
He wasn't wearing a hat. He was wearing a captain's hat.
I don't know, but her mother's a drunk, so.
Oh yeah, her mom is.
Her mom's like a total drunk.
So, yeah, her mom is very like, yeah, every single time we see this woman, she's always got a drink in her hand.
Yeah.
She's
their freezer is like full of booze.
Full of vodka. She's that. If you ever go to like, I don't know, Miami or something like that, or you go to like a strip, like in some like famous like drinking area of town, there's always going to be that like 40-year-old woman who hangs out and wants to drink and like pretend like she's 20 years old and she's drinking like she's 20. And then you clearly are like, no, you're just a mess.
Yeah. She's, you know, if you heard of vodka mom, she's a vodka mom, like straight up original vodka mom.
Yeah. In fact, I think I don't understand why Stoli didn't get on this and like use this woman as like some sort of spokesperson for their vodka.
But then we find out why she drinks all the time. She drinks because she's sad.
Yeah. Well, why else would you drink? When you're doing a podcast!
Cheers!
Oh, there we go. All right. So John Saxon is the last fertile man on Earth. They're divorced. It was so weird because I realized that they're divorced. And the most fucked up thing is that the Nancy's with the mom, who clearly has no fears about people knowing that she's drunk, that she's a drunk all the time.
Yeah, maybe the home life is really bad with the police dad.
With police dad?
Yeah.
Well, like, but like, that's the thing though. What is he doing that's worse than having just a flat out
alcoholic
mother?
Maybe he's always at work, so he can't pay attention to her.
That's better than, I figure that's better than
having
just like
her being
like an
present but drunk
mother.
I don't know.
What would you rather have? A never around dad or an alcoholic mom?
Probably never around dad, actually. You're right.
Incorrect. The correct answer was drugged out uncle.
Oh.
Drugged out uncle.
No. You never want to go with a drugged out uncle. That's always a bad move.
No. My uncle Steve, he just smokes a lot of weed and he invites me to watch old National Lampoon's movies with him.
Is he the one in the Irish band?
No. That's my Uncle Kenny.
Okay.
No, my Uncle Kenny.
Uncle Kenny is a real person, guys.
Yeah, it's Uncle Kenny, the Rolling Moss Stone band. Look him up. Get their iTunes up. That'd be great if my Uncle Kenny's like, you know, you wouldn't believe it. Our record sales went through the roof last week. So I don't know what happened. And everybody just texted on the iTunes reviews. They wrote, I hope your band really takes off. I love the podcast. I don't know what that means. What's a podcast? And then my uncle.
Sweet. We should have make an intro for the show.
What? Oh, my Uncle Kenny?
Yeah, Uncle Kenny should do that.
It would just be him screaming into a microphone.
Awesome. It's, how is that different than what we're doing now?
Put it day night! And then we go into the music.
Perfect.
Oh, my Uncle Kenny. He's a sweet, sweet man. Yeah, she's got her little Gene Kelly cocktails throughout the whole course of the movie.
Yeah, but then so we find out why she drinks, and she drinks because they killed Freddie.
Yeah. So not until later on in the movie did we realize what happened specifically.
It took me, yeah, they leave that really late in the game because I really was confused where he came from.
It is revealed, I think, the last 20 minutes.
It was very
of the movie.
It was very late, and so the mom. the parents basically all ganged up on this child.
What?
That's isn't Freddy had to have been little, right? Because the mom killed Freddy, or they ganged up on Freddy when Nancy was still little.
Right.
So Freddy couldn't have been that old, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't like 8 when he did all this stuff.
How old was
that's
he then?
That's super dark. You think these people burned an 8-year-old child?
That's what I thought.
No.
Because I thought, because Freddy's not that old.
So the deal was he was like a janitor at this high school or the school, and they caught him, like he was a Springfield, a Springwood slasher, so he would like kill children.
Right.
So he was taken to court and he was let go on a technicality. And she explains this. She's like, he was let go on a technicality. So a bunch of the parents got together, and got like, some kerosene together, and had themselves
like
an old...
stormed him, yeah.
Yeah, an old New York hug and kiss.
Yeah.
They doused him in gasoline and they set
but
him on
fire. Okay, so that's... So the mom... So Nancy was little, because Nancy was like... Those kids were all around when that happened. They were babies.
Right, yeah.
Right. So the mom was probably, what, in her 20s?
Let's say, yeah. She's...
Yeah.
But she's drinking like she's 40.
Yeah. So she's like 20 when all the other parents like attack Freddy. But so How old is Freddy? Because Freddy's not 40.
Freddy's, yeah, but like, but.
I really thought that Freddy was like a child when they attacked him. I thought Freddy was like 15.
That's so fucked up though. God, how dark is this movie that you thought
know.
You watched? So you're in your,
awful.
So in your version of this movie, an 8-year-old child murdered other children.
No, like 15, like a little older, but
not
an adult.
No. He was a janitor working at this high school, so they found him and they killed him.
But still, so he didn't age.
Like it, now that he's dead, he's like this spirit. He doesn't age.
Wait.
What?
I thought they just burned him really bad.
No, he's dead.
Oh.
Dude, we're cracking this wide open. Oh, awesome. You didn't know that he was like this, like...
No!
This, like, oh. How did you think that he got into people's dreams?
I don't know. Because horror movies are weird and don't make any sense.
So you thought this guy was alive?
Yes.
So what was the last 10 minutes of this movie to you?
I don't know. They killed him.
So, man. This is like Scanners. You just are about to make my head explode. Okay, all right.
I think I made this movie like way darker.
I think you made it way too complicated and way too dark.
I thought that he was like working as a janitor.
Right.
And he was attacking the kids. And so then parents attacked him and they like burned it, like totally disfigured him. But that he was an adult.
No. He's dead. This bitch is dead.
Oh.
This dude's fucking dead.
Yeah, I really overcomplicated this movie.
Yeah, I think you did. Oh my God, this is like so many layers and layers on this. Okay, does that clear anything up at least for you, or?
Well, yeah.
Other than you thought this guy was alive the entire time. So do you think he had like kids and a wife that he went to every day?
No,
he's like,
he
hey,
was
how was
like,
your day? He's like, yeah,
I thought
well.
He was just like sad and lived in the basement.
Nobody understands me. Oh God!
That's why he's sitting down at the beginning, like making his little hand.
Yeah,
knives.
He made the hand. That's that. But he was doing that. Basically, that was kind of before everybody killed him. So he used that in the murders.
Oh, I thought that was after when he was like.
That
well,
was for when he was making his Etsy shop.
Yeah, well, I thought he was just like you know he's sitting around there like no one knows he's still alive and he's sad so he's just like making knife hands.
So you think this is just about a depressed janitor?
Yeah.
in a basement.
Just a horrible. Yeah, you know, people were really mean to him, and
I
he
feel
strikes
like that,
back out with his
knife
hands.
That should be like, I think depressed janitor living in a basement should be...
That's a horror movie. I don't think I'm too far off
I don't
off
know if
base.
That's a horror movie, but it definitely is. Like, it sounds like something that might be like maybe a like a Lars von Trier movie or something.
Yeah.
Maybe like, I don't know, who knows.
Yeah, but that's absolutely a horror movie. It's not this horror God. Movie, but it is a horror movie.
Oh, shit. Okay. I feel like we should just end the podcast right there. But we have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You thought he was alive the entire time. All right. So
I don't think that's too far off base.
Yes, it is. It is off base. How does he get into people's dreams then?
I don't fucking know.
And also the thing with the, he does supernatural shit. Like his art. Oh my gosh.
So you're saying.
You thought he did that in real life?
Yeah. Maybe he's just like spooky and weird.
If he's doing that in real life, his abilities as a janitor, like he's way overqualified to be a janitor. He should be doing other stuff.
Well, that's what they hired him, but nobody knows because, you know, he has that whole past. I think I've just rewritten another movie, and I think it might be better.
So you just rewrote this movie completely?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about Rod Dies. Rod dies.
Yeah, everyone dies.
Yeah. But let's talk about Rod. Rod gets visited by Nancy. Gets visited by Nancy at the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guess that's what you can do.
Yeah. And low security at this time.
Yeah. And then...
United States.
And so what ends up happening is Freddie shows up to Rod's cell. And he... wraps the bed sheets around his neck.
Right, and he hangs him.
And he hangs him and makes it look like a suicide.
Right.
Yeah. And then that cuts to... Oh, wait, they don't show a funeral for Rod, do they?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they do.
I don't remember.
No, I don't think so. Probably because it was just too cool. It was just run by the Hell's Angels by Rudy's Bar.
I think Rod doesn't have a family. I think that's why.
Do you think he's just
an orphan.
You think he's an orphan? Do you think he goes to high school?
Yeah.
He's an orphan that goes to high school?
Yeah. Orphans need education. I don't think that's debatable.
But like, so he goes to the high school on his own?
Yeah.
All right. What's he studying? What do you think he's going to study in college?
Marine biology.
There you go. He really loves orcas.
Yeah.
He
just wants to play with those dolphins. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that
can't anymore.
No, because he's fucking dead.
He's dead.
Yep.
He went to jail and he died.
What happens? Is it, I don't know if it's Rod's funeral, but so, so they're concerned for Nancy, obviously, Nancy's mom and dad. So they're at the funeral.
Sort of.
Well, like everything in this movie is so melodramatic. Like, it's just like this is actually one of my favorite parts in the whole movie, just because the acting in this movie is just so, I don't even know if it's good. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if the acting in this movie is good just based on no.
I'll just tell you no.
I'm surprised that none of these people were nominated for anything.
Well, Johnny Depp, you know, his awards late in life were really for...
when he was playing...
for his role when as he was Glenn.
Playing, when he played Glenn? Yeah. When he played an alcoholic pirate?
Yeah.
He got...
They're like, yeah, I mean, you were okay in Pirates of the Caribbean, but really...
But really, this is for... This nomination is for on Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, thank you. But they're at this funeral and they go, her dad goes, I want you to go home and get some sleep. And the mother says, I've got something better. I'm going to get her some help. And she says it in like the weirdest way. She's just like, I've got something better. I'm going to get her some help. Like, it was just like such a weird, awkward line delivery. But I think she's also just completely sauce during this entire time.
I think she is. I don't remember that line at all.
Drunk at funerals?
Trust you. Drunk at funerals, new band name, I call it.
What instruments do you guys play in this?
It's a lot of guitars. It's a lot of guitars.
What's the first album titled?
Kombucha.
There. All right. So pretty much around this time, Nancy kind of figures out who Freddie is. Like she's got, oh, you want to talk about the bathroom glove thing?
I don't remember that.
Where she's in the bathtub. She's in the bathtub.
Oh, right. We were talking
the
about this.
The bathroom glove thing.
The bathroom. God, when she's in the bathtub and then Freddie's glove comes up out of the drain of the bathtub.
Yeah, he was proposing to her.
He was. Yeah, Justin talked about this recently. And I said, because there's this couple and... the guy proposed wearing a Michael Myers mask, and I told Josh, no, never, please. And then we started talking about how you propose in other horror movies, and we decided, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, where you're like chilling out in the bath, like relaxing, and then all of a sudden, like a scary knife hand comes up and it's holding a ring.
A ring.
And
in
I said,
there.
No.
Well, yeah, but like then it's just like, what am I supposed to do now? Because I drilled out a hole big enough for me to hide in that bathtub. Your security deposit's gone. It's gone. I'm just telling you right now. So you have to say yes.
You're going to scare me so bad.
Okay. So, but that was really cool, though, right? That, did you like that part?
It was cool. It was scary, but it was good.
It was really cool. And then he pulls her under and she almost drowns.
Yeah.
Why would bathtub. You, like the thing, she falls asleep in the bathtub.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen.
Well, if you like get in the bathtub, you know, if you get in the bathtub and you like have a glass of wine and you're just going to like chill and,
just,
relax.
And you just like pop yourself.
What? What?
Yeah, pop. You just pop yourself.
No.
No?
What? No.
I was going to say, you just glass of wine, candles.
You just like chill out in the bathtub.
You just start fingering yourself.
No.
No?
No. You should fall asleep.
I'm just saying, like, to be perfectly honest, it's my time, so I'm just going to do what I want. So, guess what I'm doing?
Not in my bathtub.
Obviously not, because there's that big hole in there.
So there's a huge hole in the bottom where Josh has been hiding.
It's awesome. So she falls asleep. She falls asleep in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. And
happens to the best of us.
Not me. Not I don't take you. Baths. I take powder showers like chinchillas.
just roll
around in sand.
Nice. That's adorable.
It's really cute. It's really, really cute. But the whole time I'm just drunk.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So that happens. She gets so scared that she gets a little like white streak in her hair, like Rogue.
Oh,
from X-Men.
Yeah. She gets so scared.
That was actually kind of cool. I like that. That was cool. Kind of a cool little touch.
Yeah.
She got so scared. She got a little white in her hair.
That was pretty cool.
I think it's pretty neat. Okay. So we find out who Freddy is. They killed him.
His name is in the hat.
His name is in the hat. She pulls the hat
that
out.
Was so dumb.
She pulls the hat out from the dream. So you're saying it's his fault that he got caught?
No, I'm just saying it's amateur that his name is in his hat.
What, like?
So everyone knows. Like, if you're going to keep his hat, you probably should have cut the name out of it.
Yeah, but like Freddie, I mean, what if he loses that hat? Like, say he's at a bar, Okay, and he just leaves the hat there one night and he comes there the next day to pick it up because he's so hammered.
Yeah.
And like, how's he going to find it? Because there could be other hats like
that. And probably
there.
Like his mom it's in made William, it or something.
It's in Williamsburg. What?
His mom probably made it or something.
His mom made that hat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
That's cute. What I think. Mom Kruger? That's what I wrote
mom
in my
Kruger.
Notes.
And the sweater that he wears?
Yeah. I bet he has a really nice mom. And she has no idea.
Man, I want to talk so much about other things.
Do you get to meet Mom Kruger?
You do. Not in this movie, though.
Is she really nice and sweet?
You'll see. They take a vacation. They go they,
Christmas
they,
vacation.
They do a Nightmare on Elm Street Christmas vacation.
National Lampoon.
National
Kruger
Lampoon's
vacation.
Kruger vacation. Where Uncle Eddie is. Uncle Eddie's. Randy Quaid's in it.
Oh, cool.
And he's not in good shape. Mm. He's not in good shape at all.
He hasn't been for years.
He's worse off than Freddy.
Yikes.
Which is saying a lot because Freddy's dead and he's burned.
Wait, he's dead?
I swear to God. So she finds out who he is and she wants to, so her and Glenn are pretty much the two that are left in this group. So Glenn actually lives across the street from her.
Right.
Which is really convenient.
Cause they can see each other out the window.
Yeah. And she waves to him and she says, I love you and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
it's cute. Taylor Swift did that in a music video.
Do you think she ripped off
Maybe.
Nightmare on Elm Street? You
she
think
might
she
have.
Watched Nightmare on Elm Street and ripped that off?
She might have. She watched Nightmare on Elm Street, and what she got of it was, oh my God, that's adorable. They flash messages to each other across the street.
Yeah. And then he dies.
I'm just bringing it, you know, to a pop culture reference.
What are you talking about? Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh. For people who are Taylor Swift fans and horror movies.
I'm just making it relevant. That's
okay,
all.
That's totally fine. Yeah. This is actually really funny to me. So Glenn is across the street. Nancy's sleeping. She's across the street too. And I think they establish at some point that it's around midnight and Glenn is up watching TV and listening to records. And this is the thing that really kind of bugged me is that everybody's up. Like Nancy's up. Glenn is up. Glenn's mom is up because she's like, what do you go to sleep?
She's looking out for Glenn.
Yeah. And then her dad is up. Because he's on the porch drinking beer.
Yeah.
He's just standing on the porch.
Well, he's a cop.
At 12 o'clock at night. No. Glenn's dad is a cop.
Oh, Glenn's dad. Sorry that you met her dad.
It's, yeah, I don't know what do you think his dad runs a very successful
Glenn's dad?
Hardware store.
Yeah. I was going to say supermarket, but yeah.
He runs a very erotic, very erotic cake shop.
A very erotic hardware store.
Yeah, he has a very erotic hardware store. He creates erotic cakes.
Ooh.
He's the first one in Springwood to make the first ever a cake for a gay wedding, which is really nice.
Wait, is Springwood the name of this town?
Yes.
Okay. Where is it located?
It is located your butt.
God damn it, Josh.
It's supposedly supposed to be in Ohio.
Okay, so like middle America.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think they were saying it was supposed to be like it's somewhere in California, but I think in this it's going to be Ohio.
Okay.
So, so his dad is across the street, and Glenn gets, how would you describe this death? Like Glenn's death.
Super cool. It was actually, I think it was the coolest death out of this entire movie.
Yeah.
Where he just gets sucked into the bed.
He gets sucked into the bed, and then just gallons of blood get sprayed out.
And he's in a waterbed, right?
No.
Or did I just imagine that it's
a
waterbed?
Are you sure you haven't seen any of the other... Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You're very sure. You're not just lying to me because now this whole podcast would be a hoax.
No. Okay. No, I really... Lord, okay. I don't remember.
All right. Well, either that or you can predict a lot of really cool
shit. I'm just really on the pulse of trends.
From 1983?
Yeah.
1984?
I'm late, but I'm on the pulse.
Me too. Guys, Coney, 2012, am I right?
Yikes.
Okay, so Glenn gets killed, which is, I honestly don't think that the blood, a body has that much blood in it.
Look, I didn't think that way with Tina at the top of the, Tina had more blood in her body than I think a person ever has.
Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor?
No.
Okay. How much blood is in the human body?
It's like a couple of pints, right? It's a few pints.
Three or four ounces.
No. That's from a tampon commercial.
It's from a, so.
That was me miming when they pour the water into the pad.
Now I'm just thinking them oh God, we got to clean all this blood from Glenn and just a whole bunch of tampons. They're pressing up against the wall to soak up all the
blood. They're very absorbent.
I bet you they are. They're very, very absorbent.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey boss, we need more of these, tampons.
The pads would probably be more efficient.
He's just like, oh God. Sometimes I just hate this job. I gotta get all this cop money and put it towards tampons so we can clean up crime scenes. That needs to be a part of a movie. I just made
it. Just like cleaning up crime scenes with tampons?
Yeah, I'm gonna become a cop. I'm gonna be a forensic officer just so I can specifically do that at some point.
Tampon cop.
Gotta call in the tampon cop, and it's just like Kotex instead in my holster instead of a gun.
We have lost the plot entirely.
All right, so okay, so from there, Nancy decides that she's gonna just go ahead and like fight Freddy.
Yeah, with her booby traps. I love that. I thought that was so cool.
She does home survival.
She took all those books out and she learned booby traps, and she was like 20 minutes and she set all the traps. It was awesome.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. And then so the idea of her, for her is she wants to go into the dream, grab Freddy, pull him out.
And pull him out of the
dream.
Bring
him into the real world. And then from there, let him have it, basically.
Yeah. It was a good idea.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
She had like trip wires all over the house.
Trip wires. She home alones her house.
She does. It was awesome.
It's pretty good.
Good for her, man. Good
she's,
Nancy.
She puts, not baby powder, gunpowder in the light bulb. So when it gets turned on, it'll blow up.
Yeah.
So she pretty much.
Everything is on fire.
Yeah, everything's on fire.
Everything else is on fire.
This thing, yeah. I guess like my question is that she just really had no relevance at all for like her home anymore. She was just kind of like this, if it tears apart the house, we're going to go ahead and have it that.
Well, I think if it comes down to if it's you're going to die or your house is on fire, I'd probably like torch my house too.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying we should burn down some houses after this? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So he gets caught on fire and then he runs upstairs. And the whole time, she's like bashing out the windows and she's screaming across the lawn to,
and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
People are just like, oh yeah, there's your daughter screaming in your house again.
He's here! He's here! Okay. And then he's all like, oh, no, everything's okay. Everything's all right.
Yeah, I was like, if I was an adult and my daughter was screaming for help out of the window of our house and there was smoke pouring out of that, I'd probably be a little concerned. But he was not.
No, not at all.
He was not really concerned.
It was like the dumb deputy. Like, he's just like looking over there and he's just like, and then he's just like, oh, well, yeah, everything's okay. He's just like, he's actually screaming at her too.
Yeah.
She's like, he's in here! He's in! And he's just like, everything's all right! Everything's good! Don't worry. Go back, go to sleep.
Bye.
Bye. And then he was promoted to police chief.
Yeah. Can we talk about the Freddy car at the end of the movie?
Mm, mm-hmm.
The Freddy car is awesome.
The Freddy car is pretty sweet.
The Freddy car is pretty sweet.
So the question is that, so what happens at the end of the movie?
So all of a sudden we're like back in a dream world where her mother's not a drunk.
Right. She comes out and she says, I'm done drinking.
I'm so sober.
Yeah.
And then all of her friends came and pick her up. Everyone who died is like in a car together.
Mm-hmm.
And they hop in the car and they go to school. They're going to school.
I think the destination of where they're going is not that important. They're going to school, right?
I don't know. So they get in this car.
Before I do this scene, where are we going? I don't think that's important. Where are we going?
I think it's really important as an actor to know, you know, your motivation, your destination. So I bet Johnny Depp asked. I bet he asked.
Yeah, he was probably asking something like fucking strange. He's just like, I don't know. We're going to something weird Johnny Depp would do. I have no idea. So you're saying Johnny Depp is an intuitive actor, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. He seems like a kind of actor. But anyway, so they all get in the car, into the Freddy car, and they drive off and they're having a great time, and then the car attacks them.
Awesome. The top, it's like a convertible, and the convertible top
comes up.
The convertible top comes up and slams
down. And it's striped
down,
like Freddy's sweater.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it kills them.
Yeah, they drive off.
But I think they're going to die.
They probably are. And then the mother gets pulled in through the little small window in the front of the front door.
Yeah.
Remember that? Which was really cool.
So they like left it open for a sequel, but not with the same actors.
Yes.
Freddy's still around. The spirit of Freddy's still around, but maybe the actors that we just saw won't be around. Like, that was smart. That was smart on their part.
Okay.
To know they were going to make a sequel and like probably not have all those people again.
That's true.
Are they in the sequel?
Nancy is.
Okay.
Nancy comes back.
She's pretty resilient.
She is. She's very resilient.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to go through like some little interesting little tidbits about this. So Freddy Krueger's only on screen for 7 minutes of this whole movie.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think a lot of like the eeriness of this just comes from like setting. Setting and music. Actually, we have do we have the theme?
Yeah.
The theme we have here. The theme for Nightmare on Elm Street. Do we have this? Yeah.
It sounds like Phantom of the Opera.
I'm the Phantom. I'm the Phantom of the Opera. Boo-hoo. Scary face. Andrew Lloyd Webber still has not sent me anything back regarding those lyrics.
See, when I was thinking the Freddy song, I thought the one that the kids sing.
Oh, like the little hopscotch
na,
song
na,
thing?
Na, yeah, well, not this, Lizzie Borden took an axe, but that's not what I mean.
This actually, I think this song actually starts with that chant, but I cut it out.
Oh.
So, but yeah, so I think the theme is really effective, don't you think?
You cut my favorite part.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll listen to it as soon as we get out of here.
Okay.
We'll listen to it. But I think that music is really, really effective.
Yeah. Really creepy. I liked it.
I want to play it during just like maybe like a birth.
No.
Yes.
I don't think it's a good environment for a child to
just
come into.
Just be like, just push. And I'll be like, hold on 1 second, doc. And then just be like, ready? Push it. And then, oh, here comes the baby. Oh, it's the head. Oh, no. And I'll be like, you're doing great, Liz. You're doing great. Oh, the baby. And the doctor's just like, ma'am, this is your This is your husband.
Josh Krebs, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
It's up there.
What if like we're on a really nice like little walkway in Brooklyn, and a really nice fall day, and it's very sunny outside. We both had coffee with a little bit of Bailey's Irish Cream in it, and then I get on one knee and then I say, "Hey, Liz." Where are you going? Liz, where are you going? Liz, come back.
You were the worst.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh my God.
What if something, I'm trying to think of
a word.
I want this to be my intro music for like at a
life.
Wedding. Yeah.
No,
life.
Nothing that I'm involved in.
And now for the award for best insurance salesman of the year goes to Josh Krebs. Thank you very much.
I think you're just on a power trip, Josh.
I love that song. It's really good. I just want to get my use out of this theme. The studio that made this movie, New Line Cinema. So this is like they were almost going bankrupt. So they're about to lose all their money, and then they made this movie, and essentially like that. This movie made New Line Cinema pretty much what it is today.
So this made a ton. This was like a big hit.
It made a lot of money. Like it. Okay. It made. Let me see if I can maybe pull it up. Maybe.
Because I feel like a lot of these horror movies that you really like don't make a lot of money.
No, generally my taste is garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's garbage fun taste. Garbage. It's fun garbage. But yeah, because of that, now they made Lord of the Rings. They made Rush Hour.
Oh, good for
them. They made, what's another gem that New Line Cinema made?
Yo, I don't know.
I have no idea. So let's see what else we got here. Oh, so would you believe that this is actually kind of based on true events?
I think you told me that once before, actually, now that you mentioned it.
Well, really quick, let's look and see how much Nightmare on Elm Street made when it first came out. $25 million, and that's 1984 money. So that's a lot.
That's good.
So that's really big, considering also that, like, this movie couldn't have been made more than, like, I would say, like, maybe $5 million.
Yeah.
So that
each sequel made more.
Pretty much, yeah. We're looking at all the numbers right now. We're crunching the numbers. But the entire series has made over $370 million.
Wow.
Like 370, that's a lot.
But they only made 9 of them.
That's true. But can you imagine just all that money?
Yeah, no, but I said 20 earlier and you did not dispute that.
What do you mean?
I thought, you asked how many they made and I said they make 20.
Oh, no, they made total of 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, total of 9. That's not including, I think, is that? Oh, that is including the remake that they made. Okay. So let's, I want to discuss like the, you know that this is based on like something real?
I think you told me that. It's based on a true crime story.
Essentially what had happened was Wes Craven, who had wrote and directed this movie, was reading all these newspaper articles in the LA Times about survivors of the Khmer Rouge.
Okay.
And so what had happened was that they had all moved to America, and these survivors wouldn't sleep because whenever they would fall asleep is when they would have these intense nightmares about being in this...
like PTSD.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And so because of that, they refused to sleep. And so one day, this person was all of a sudden, they just died in their sleep. And so they had all these articles about this around this time. So he found that really interesting. So he decided to go ahead and make a movie about being killed in your sleep.
Wow.
So, which is kind of neat.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. I know shit.
I mean, that paper knows shit.
What paper? What are you talking about? All right. So what else do we want to discuss? Is there anything else we want to talk about this?
No, I think that's all I got.
Let's see. Smashing windows. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, pretty much everything else, you pretty much...
I covered what I wanted to cover.
You covered all that you wanted to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of real... I mean, this is honestly one of my favorite movies. Like, I generally love this movie. What do you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Do you think that... you will still stay with me after me making you watch this movie?
Yes.
Yes! Oh, man! She said yes. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Hey, Liz. Welcome back.
Well, you're going to be with me forever!
It's actually because...
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Oh, my
so,
God.
So, because I thought about it after I watched this movie, because I knew this question was going to come at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
And really, like, even if I was unsure on this, but of course we're staying together.
Thank God.
The other men in this movie are terrible. So, by comparison, like, you come out looking really good.
I come out looking good?
Yeah.
How's that?
Because you're not.
How's that, sports fan?
You're not Rod. You're not this horrible, like, my penis is going to fix things, dude.
I don't say that out loud.
Right.
Yeah.
And Glenn is just a wet blanket.
I feel like Glenn, if anything, Glenn is kind of like the pushover, but he is the jock. Like, they talk about that.
But he's so whiny and sad. So they're two terrible male leads.
Do you think that there's a strong male in this movie? That's not Freddy?
No, Freddy's the strongest guy in this movie.
What about the deputy? What about the dad?
No.
If anybody, okay, so
no,
let me ask you this.
Not dad.
In any, if you could be any character in this movie, who would it be? It could be either man or woman. Go.
Tina.
You want to be Tina?
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't want to be Nancy?
Oh, sorry, Nancy.
Oh, okay.
Not the one who is a balloon of blood, the other one.
I would be the dad that sits on the front porch and drinks beer.
Drinks beer. That sounds like you in your life, though.
I just sit on my porch and judge my neighbors out in Queens.
Yeah, so I'm going to be Nancy because she sets booby traps and she's pretty cool. So, and she gets to do the sequel, so that's good.
I think I would really like to go into more of these. Like, would you be down for watching more of these, of this franchise? Because they only get better.
Really?
No.
We have to see. I want to check out my options. This is the first one I've got.
Okay. All right.
What do we got on the plate next, Josh Krebs?
For the next show, we're probably going to do another one in September. Hopefully if this goes really well, we get a really good response from this. The next one would be Child's Play, which is
the one with the dolls.
Well, the one with the doll. And,
wait, does this one, I know this is Chucky.
Yes.
The doll.
Yes.
Does it have the girl doll?
No, that's not until Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky.
Okay, that's
so
later.
It's just Soul Chuck.
Soul Chuck.
You're listening to Soul Chuck on...
New band name, I call it.
You're listening to Soul Chuck on WPXP Montenegro Radio. WIXP, you're listening to Soul Chuck. We got the next, we got some Led Zeppelin for you coming up, and God's sakes, Deborah, if you're out there, I miss you. Please call. I miss the kids. I don't get a lot of airtime to say that, but babe, if you're listening out there, I'm nothing without you. All right, let's listen to some Zeppelin.
That's my radio.
That was a good one.
So yeah, we want to do Child's Play next.
Yeah.
And then if that goes well, I don't want to announce the one in October.
Yes, you do. You totally want to. That's why you keep saying
it. I know. We would, of course, do Halloween, which is, again, one of the first horror movies I've ever seen.
And that's Michael Myers, right?
That's Michael Myers.
Okay.
Not the comedian. He kills
people. Not Mike Myers.
No. Although that would be funny. I don't know. Is there anything else we want to say about this movie? I mean, I think we're okay. I think
That's
we nailed it down.
Yeah.
So you still love me after this?
I do.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I'm going to give you a note. It says, will you stay with me? Check yes, no, or maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What would you check?
Yes.
Mm. Good. I like that. Cool.
Cool. See you at the dance.
See you at Sadie Hawkins. Do we have any? Oh, we got plugs. You want to plug anything?
Well, I also podcast on the Maximu podcast, though I imagine if anyone's listening to this, they already have listened to me on Maximu. And I blog at Fuck Yeah Great Plays.
Fuck Yeah Great Plays.
Yeah.
I've got Gas Station Horror, which is a horror-themed improv at the Pit. We do a show every month, 9:30. I think it's the first Saturday of every month. Come check that out. We're going to be doing Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Pit, which will be, I think, in September. So look for that. And also, I'll push it now. Maniac, which is my one-person solo show. It's a solo sketch show that's all dark humor and really fun shit. And it's going to be our Halloween show. So Halloween at 11 o'clock at the Pit. So if you are into that shit, come see it. Come have fun, drinks, and all that good stuff. There might be blood. There might be vomit. There might be all the stuff that makes life worth living. You'll just have to come and see and check it out. Liz has seen it. Liz, what do you think of it?
That's pretty gross. I think you undersold it with all the blood and the vomit. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's good. It makes your heart sing and makes people fall in love with each other. And it'll make people divorce if you want that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Hey, Josh.
Huh?
You're an idiot, and I love you.
I love you and I like you.
Love you and I like you.
This has been an Atlantic Transmission production.